A week and a half ago, we decided to reignite the Greatest Britain debate. Since then, all hell has broken loose. Half the people who would be on the list were apparently racist and the world's gone mad. But we figure, screw it, we're going to carry on with this anyway. It might be a really interesting time to do a headcount and see how this has affected our perception of what it is to be great and what it is to be the subject that everyone now can be proud of. I think you'd be really interested to find out how the votes are going so far. I know I am. To get involved, you can follow the link that's pinned to the top of our Twitter handle, hack_history, to the whole poll and do it all at once. Or there will be numerous polls popping up on our timeline over the next week or so. We won't want to hear no complaining if someone you like isn't on the list, because you can involve anyone you choose. All you need to do to nominate someone for the Greatest Britain Award is to tweet about them with the hashtag Greatest Britain, tagging in our ID, and then plug the hell out of them. Because each like that you get on your tweet constitutes a vote as well. So someone's already done this with Michael Faraday, who we criminally forgot, and now he's right up there with votes because of a campaign. So get involved, have fun, talk about it, tweet about it, write about it, bring your friends to the party. And in a couple of weeks, we'll be having a special Down the Pub debate where we will look at the finalists and talk about what it is they've done to make the shortlist. We'll then have a pub vote, and we will combine that with the viewer vote to tell you who has been rated as History Hack's Greatest Britain 2020. Should be good fun. Probably going to be some rows in there as well. Do get involved.